It is God's will that you exult in the hope of the glory of God. I say that without the slightest fear of any contradiction. The will of God for every person is infallibly that you would exult in the hope of the glory of God. There's no question that that is God's will for you as revealed in Holy Scripture. Whatever else you do, whatever else you feel, whatever else you value, do this, feel this, value this, pursue this, exulting in the hope of the glory of God. Nothing is more important than this. Nothing is more paramount than this. God's will is for you to exult in the hope of the glory of God. That's what He wants you to do now and for the rest of your life. Now, for that to happen, you have to see it or taste it. Taste and see. Taste and see. And when you see it, you hope in it. And when you hope in it, you exult over the hope that you have in it. But it starts with this spiritual perception or apprehension or seeing or tasting. You gotta see it. Now, where do I get that idea? How do I warrant it from Scripture? I would go to 2 Corinthians 4, where Paul says that streaming out of the gospel is this. Here are his words. The light of the gospel of the glory of Christ, who is the image of God. You hear what he says? The gospel of the glory of Christ. What's the gospel about? In its essence, the gospel of the life and death and resurrection of Christ is about the glory of Christ. It is called the gospel of the glory of Christ. And then you have this little phrase, who is the image of God, meaning the glory of God is seen in the glory of Christ as it shines out of the gospel. So when the gospel is truly told as a story, when the gospel is truly preached as a sermon or witnessed to in a tract or heard on the radio, and the power of the Holy Spirit is there to open your heart, what you perceive in it is the glory of God drawing you up and out of itself to behold His beauty and to be won over by Him. And when you see it for what it really is, namely the greatest value in the universe, you put more hope in it than in anything else. You value it more than anything else. You cherish it, you treasure it, you delight in it, you love it more than anything else.